Our resident beauty guru is back. Carrie Claudel, otherwise known as the Nashville Beauty Girl, is here to talk more thoroughly about what to ask for when you are visiting your beauty provider to ensure that you're getting the beauty treatments you actually need and not just spending money pointlessly on procedures that aren't right for your skin. She breaks down what you should look for, questions you should ask, and the problem areas you should focus on. Here's our conversation.
Like, I should have dressed up. Now that I'm looking at you, you look gorgeous.
I never get to dress up. I don't let it fool you.
Well, let's talk a little bit about skincare and beauty. And you and I were talking before we started this podcast, and then a couple days ago we were just talking, and I was saying to you, you know, like, I put so much focus on inner beauty with Velvet's Edge lately, and that's what I'm really called to do. And I know that's such a big thing for you too, really just like glowing from the inside. And so sometimes I feel like, oh my gosh, am I contradicting myself if I talk about like getting Botox or doing all the things to like make myself look a certain way? There's this battle in my head. But the reality is, and you were really good about this with me, but you're like, but when you feel good, you get confidence too. And it's another form of confidence. It can be a form of self-care. And it can all just be tied together. So it doesn't have to be one or the other, like I sometimes put it in my mind. So talk me through a little bit about just like what you're seeing in the office lately and what one of the things that you really want to bring to people and really educate people on lately.
Definitely my motto, because it's in my Instagram link, is your best damn beauty confidence, one damn good beauty treatment at a time. Yeah. But I agree with you. First of all, self-image is so VIP. I think it's good for, you know, like we say, when you do good, you look good, you do good. When you do good, you feel good. When you feel good, you work. I mean, it's very true. And I definitely see an increase in patients who are, maybe they're seeing things that are a little bit more superficial, like, you know, brown spots, texture, maybe the way they look lower face because of the Zoom calls and working from home. And, you know, and when, you know, they're working from home and they're not like putting on the effort and getting and ready to go into work, it's just, I think it starts to play with them. It does with me too, like mentally, where you're like, you know, I look like I feel like I want to be outside. I want to be socializing with others. I want to do all that. But then you go outside to do that and you're like, oh, I didn't get my nails done. I haven't got my hair done in like weeks. I just don't feel like me. And so it really messes with your self-confidence. And I think that this whole pandemic has done more than just, you know, what it's done, but mentally, and self-care is, and self-image is definitely a huge, huge part of that.
Yeah, I so agree with that. I was actually having that conversation with a friend last week, and kind of what you were saying, like, I just never get dressed up anymore. I mean, look at me right now. This is like how I look every day. Glasses, no makeup, hair, dirty hair in a ponytail. And it does, like, as much as it's kind of nice, you know, for a while, it was pretty nice to just not have to worry about it. Now, I'm sort of like, yeah, but I need to find, you know, like, get my groove back a little bit. Yeah. Like, feel some mojo. Like, I gotta feel, I just want to feel like myself. And that's what a big part of your practice and like what you bring to your patients, I think, is making them feel like the best version of themselves.
And it's all who, I mean, if you're looking at little positive things that you can take from just the whole last year, I mean, rebrand yourself, you know, I mean, maybe it could be something like a little bit different of a hair color, or maybe the way that you're wearing your joggers, and maybe it could be, you know, just things that you didn't think about. We're like, you know what? I'm just ready for a rebrand. And when you think of rebranding your self-image, I think that that kind of makes you feel better, you know, and that sometimes you need like a little bit of a push. And of course, with in the office treatments or my patients, I definitely kind of like push that because I love seeing the confidence of a rebrand.
Yeah, totally. I know for me, when I go do people's hair and makeup, I love hair and makeup and I love styling. Mm-hmm. And that's, you know, obviously what I'm really drawn to. But the best part of my job is seeing someone who feels good when they're ready. You know, like when I've done my job and I see them look in the mirror, they put their shoulders back. They have this like air about them that you just,
they're pepping their
up. Mm-hmm. Yeah, they just feel good. And that's so rewarding for me. And I know that's the same for you.
Same. Yes. Yes, yes.
I want to talk a little bit about when people come into your office and like what you're seeing, because one of the main things you and I have been talking about a lot is people don't know what they need. So they might say, hey, I need to do a rebranding, or hey, I'm not feeling like my best self, but like they'll go into the office and be like, give me X, Y, and Z. And that's not really targeting at all what they need. And so then they're getting all these treatments, paying all this money. And it's, if it's not the right thing, they're just going to keep going and it's not going to make them feel good. So talk through what that looks like and what you see on a day to day.
That it's the most common thing I see. And I think that the importance of getting the right treatment for you or for your skin is so important. And I feel like providers don't always deliver that. They might suggest something that's like, oh, you should do microneedling, it's on sale, but you know what? You don't have acne scars or large pores. You have more pigment. So I think that, you know, number one, by, you know, knowing, by going through a proper treatment protocol, or even a consult, it'll save you cash. It leaves you from feeling, you know, disappointed in the long run. And, you know, there's also a fine line between like doing small things to improve your confidence and then doing a lot of things to like change the way you are, because we're not in that, you know, business. And so, I mean, that's definitely, you know, what kind of have that in your mindset when you're talking to a provider. I think that like, there's a few things that patients can do before they come into the office to kind of figure out where they should be going or like what they possibly could need. Cause a lot of times, patients will come in and say, I want lip filler, this, 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 and that. And I'm like, okay. I know that you think you need that, but it's really a bigger picture and it's something else going on that makes them see that. So I love kind of figuring out my patient, and that way you can kind of go into that conversation of the all over improvement, not just something that they tell me they need. So I know that what you think you might like, but it might not be what you need. And so I think when providers start just giving patients what they ask for, instead of like really, you know, looking at the artistic value or the whole skin condition, and getting them like the right treatment plan, is when people start looking really messed up. And then of course they're disappointed and they waste a lot of money. I often like tell my patients, and even this is even in part of my, like kind of getting to know them protocol, like when they're filling out paperwork or before we do a virtual consult, it's like, I want them to look in the mirror and look and see like what really bothers you when you're looking at yourself. Are you putting on a ton of makeup because you don't like your pigment? Do you look like you're sad? Do you people, you know, is it your acne? Is it your acne scars? So, or, you know, get one of your best friends that you talk to about with treatments or with skin, like get you a good sissy and say, hey, look at me. I'm trying to figure out like what it is that's really bothering me. I know I hate this. And then have that conversation with that friend. So when you're coming into the office, you're doing a consult, you kind of have a mindset of like, okay, are we talking about pigment? Is it aging? Is it the acne scars that I've been dealing with forever, which I know is frustrating? Is it prevention? You know, I'm in my 30s and I'm starting to see some little things happening. Is it facial balancing? Is it injectables? Am I interested in just some Botox? I mean, so kind of know like what you're thinking that you might want to discuss. And then a good provider, we're going to go down that avenue, but I put my patients in front of a big mirror and I do facial balancing with them. And then I kind of, honestly, if you're a good artistic provider, when you're having the conversation with someone for 5 minutes, you can really, I've already figured you out. I'm just getting that lead way of that one sentence they say to me of, what do you think I need? Which is a very common, you know, thing with me, my patients that know me, they're like, whatever Carrie says, we'll do it. But it's like, sometimes it can be awkward and some patients are, you know, a little insecure about things depending on their age or like when they're coming into, and, you know, and so it's making them feel comfortable and then trying to figure them out and their lifestyle. And then what treatment plan will really focus on their main concerns, which enables you to have the trust with them. And then they'll trust the whole, you know, aesthetic industry and skincare and goes from there. But
go into an office and they're just like, and you say, hey, I want this, blah, blah, blah. And they just jump on it. That should actually be a red flag, it sounds like.
Yeah. And a lot of sales, like you, in most good aesthetic studios, you're not going to see a lot of for sale. Like this month is microneedling for $199. Like you're not going to see that. We're not going to put everything on sale. Now, what you do get when you come to see us is if we're doing a treatment plan, then, you know, on our end, if I'm doing six treatments, I suggest this. I'm kind of discounting for your fourth or fifth treatment. Like I'm making it worth your while and your budget, but I'm not going to promote like, it's on sale, microneedling, do this, do that. So I definitely agree with you on that.
Okay. So you're saying like, if it was a sale, a discount on microneedling, it's a lot of providers are maybe going, sure, get this. And it's just not at all treating the actual thing you need.
Yeah. Everyone can do it. You know, a lot of skins, like, I mean, you can, but is that really where you need to, could you spend $200 on a laser treatment because you have more pigment? Well, the microneedling, is it going to target any of your pigment? So because your friend got it or because it's on sale, doesn't mean that that's what's good for you. So it's not, you know, it's customizing it for the patient.
Okay. And we've said this before about the importance of finding a provider that you trust, because like when I come into your office, I literally never have an idea of what you're even doing. I'm just sitting in the chair and I'm like, I just don't want to look tired and I want to look like myself. And
yes.
That's it. And you
and those are. And I take that is your main concern. You don't realize it, but you kind of tell it to me, you know?
Yeah. I'm like, or we went through this last podcast we did, but my skin, you know, I was on this skincare regimen again, that didn't necessarily fit my skin. And you were like, you're just not glowing. There's no glow. Your skin is dull. So we started a whole new thing that now I'm obsessed with because I see the difference because it was crafted for my skin type.
Yeah. And it's all experience. I tell my patients, I tell everyone, I can talk to you for hours about why you would benefit from using, you know, Zio skincare or skincare or in doing this at home, or why you would benefit from doing, you know, a little bit of Botox, or why you would benefit from doing this laser treatment. Until you experience anything in this industry, it's a whole different conversation. After we've done the treatment and you see what happens to your skin, you see that confidence you have in your skin. And so I feel like I really try to narrow in on the treatment plan, getting the patients to trust me, trust the system. And then they're like, oh, look at these results. This is what happened. And then you go from there. So once it's all experience, it's experiencing it.
Yeah, I totally could see that. Well, another thing I thought about, you know, talking about the providers just kind of selling things. Also, now there's social media. And so it's like constantly, and I do it too. Like I push the things that work for me. So yesterday I was having another conversation with a friend and she was telling me that she really loves her provider because like she's super oily skin. So I am always talking about these CO2 lift masks that are amazing and all this stuff. So she bought a bunch of them. But like her provider actually told her, she's like, that's great, but that's not really what your skin needs because you're super oily.
Yes.
So it was the perfect example. Like I'm very dry. So those are, they literally are game changers for my skin. But that's because you told me that a long time ago because you could see in my skin that it needed that.
Yep.
Yeah. I thought that was totally interesting.
And I value that in the other provider because maybe, you know, the skin type I have, when I see someone that has similar skin type or similar situation as me, I get all excited because I know the treatment plan. And maybe you kind of niche in that where, you know, maybe my strong point might not be dealing with deep acne scars and acne because I didn't have that. And so it's okay to even say, hey, you know what, I work with another provider or I know someone else. And they do relate with your type of skin. I can help you with this, but you're really going to get the best results by talking to her because that's what she niches in. Right. And so, yeah, you're right. I mean, you can have an overall, like, you know, it's pretty broad. I mean, like, you know, especially like dry skin, oily skin, blah, blah, blah. But when you have a situation that you personally deal with and you, I think it makes you an even better provider and you kind of can niche in that area I'm never afraid to tell the patient, no, you know, no more lip injections for you. Or, you know, I don't love doing deep temple injections. Dr. Hightech loves it. He's fantastic. He does mine. You have a beauty team. And I think that that's, you know, if somebody thinks they can do one, all and everything, then, I mean, you might need to, you know, question that also.
Yeah. And I think just, it's like, be wary of what you're buying on Instagram that someone's selling that is pretty much most of the time talking from their own personal experience. Like, it's just about knowing your skin, like you said, and knowing exactly what you might need. And if not, going to the experts who deal with this day in and day out to ask for help.
To help organize it. I mean, there's just so much information out there, and there's so much on social media too, that I can imagine, like, to the consumer of, I don't, that's the most question. I don't know what I need. I don't know how do I purchase this EO skin cut? What do I need in this order? Like, what's good for me? What treatments do I need? So I think that's when the patient's a little bit more educated on what their main concern is, then at least they have that background knowledge that when they do go online to look for, you know, products or makeup, or they're going into an office, they already just kind of know, okay, she's trying to talk to you about microneedling, but I really want to talk about chemical pills and lasers because I have melasma. So it's just, that's what, I know, like, for me personally, as being a provider, I feel like my niche is to help women and men figure out what their main concern is and educate them. So regardless if they're seeing me or not, they are going into, you know, a provider's office with just that background knowledge.
Yeah. Yeah. So what would you say to people who are coming in your office and they're just like, I don't even know what to ask for. Like, I don't even know what my main concern is. How do you identify these things within yourself?
I make the patient like my best friend. I'm their mom, I'm their sister. Like, I make them comfortable enough to be like open. Cause I mean, let's be honest, if they see you come in and do their makeup or, you know, on social media, or they see me come in blonde hair or whatever, it could be a little intimidating. So I think the biggest thing is to make yourself just very open and to talk to, and like you are their friend and that you want to help. And my first question I ask everyone is, what's the project? So if I have a patient that is like, well, I'm getting married in 3 months, or, well, okay, well, I am going to a wedding next month and my ex-boyfriend's going to be there. That shit matters. We want you. I'm like, okay, that gives me a timeline. And then, you know, we're zoning in on, you know, their main concerns. I ask them, you know, how can I help improve your appearance? How can I make you feel more confident? And then the small answers that they give me allow me to make it more of an open-ended question. And then we go straight to the mirror and we really kind of figure things out. Cause when you're doing the mirror with them and you're looking, you're talking with them about the options, then of course the treatment will, you know, it'll unravel. And also, your lifestyle, you know, if you're on the golf course all day, or if you're, you know, working out all day, are you really going to do the steps? Like, can you have some peeling? I mean, so those are just, you know, things to consider when you are talking to someone with their, you know, the treatment plan and figure them out. I always think that good skin is the barrier, and is not the barrier. Yes, it's barrier, but having good skin and doing a lot of things that they can do at home, but keep it affordable and make sense. Then that's usually my first leeway is like, what are you doing for skincare? So when they say, tell me what they're doing for skincare, then I can already in my mind think this is why they're dealing with congestion. They're putting oils all over their face, and that's not their skin type. So I probably more than likely, if patient just doesn't know, and they know that they don't like something about their, you know, their skin or their face, then I kind of go in with the skincare route. Like, tell me what you're doing with your skin, like how you wash your face, just tell me something. And then it goes from there.
Okay. Well, that's interesting. So would you say, after the, you know, initial visit to the office, the next right thing is to figure out, like, what's the at-home procedure that you need to take away once you leave the office?
Oh, skincare, 100%. You can do 90% of your, you can treat 90% of your main concern with the right skincare. I 100% believe it. And it makes your in-office treatments even more effective. Right. So, it's booking a consult, first of all. And if your patient doesn't know what to book for, but they know they want to get something done, always book for the HydraFacial. Look for a HydraFacial. The HydraFacial will give a patient 1 hour to be with their, you know, cosmetic nurse or esthetician, like whoever's in that practice. But a HydraFacial is for any skin type, any complexion, and they honestly, any concern, and because it's customized. And so, but it also gives, they're going to leave with a glow, their skin's going to be cleaned. And then it also, when they're on the bed, you have the conversation of their skincare. So there's a lot that can happen if the provider's asking the right questions and like really getting into the skin, because the patient's going to love their skin when they're done with the HydraFacial. It's not like a scary laser. It's not this or that, but when you have them assessing them underneath the light and you notice they have like a little, like a lot of redness or broken capillaries or, you know, brown spots, then you can, you know, talk about those treatments with the HydraFacial. Cause the HydraFacial, my God, you can do it just by itself every 4 weeks. You can do, I love to do it. And I get their skin ready for doing lasers and peels and other things by doing a couple swipes of the HydraFacial. So it's a, you know, it's a very medical skin treatment that cleanses and extracts and it extracts and infuses hydration. And it is my workhorse, but it's a great option for in-house treatments. When someone's like, I don't even know what I want, but I want to get something done. Look for a HydraFacial.
Well, that's what I'm getting when you come back in town. I can't wait. HydraFacial. You said you're going to laser me up this time too. What yeah. Do we do lasers for? Brown spots?
So lasers, oh man, I love this subject. So I love me some lasers. Lasers are the name of the game when it comes to aging, honestly. Lasers do so much without even realizing what they're doing, if you're even going for a hero concern. So for you, so I'll do, we have like a laser genesis or a laser facial is a very superficial laser, like a red carpet glow treatment, but it's affecting, you know, it's affecting the top, like the epidermis, top part of the skin. It's not going down deep. It is tightening, no downtime. It tightens pores. It's great for killing bacteria and acne. It's a great introduction into the laser, like in the laser world, that you can do in combination, like with a HydraFacial or other things. It's something you can do every month. It's a cumulative result. Like I said, it's just your very superficial issues or pore. Anybody can do it. And then then you look at pigment. So you use lasers for pigment, red spots, brown spots. But by hitting that pigment, you're also making your pores smaller, you're making your skin more rejuvenated. The laser beam is going a little bit deeper, so it's causing some skin rejuvenation. That's kind of like the second part of a laser that you can do options for. And then you've got, you know, lasers that are a little deeper that cause a laser peel. So we're kind of, you know, getting off acne scars, you know, texture, pores, brand new fresh skin, brown spots, all of that. But when you go a little deeper with that type of laser, and that's more of like heard like a CO2 laser or a halo, which is like a laser peel. And you're going to have like maybe a couple of days of swelling, because the deeper you go and the more heat you give, your skin reacts with more swelling, as opposed to chemical peels. Your skin's going to just be more red and peeling, but you're not going to have the swelling. So a lot of times for patients, it's the swelling that's the downtime, not necessarily the peeling and the redness. But I know for a fact, like if I have a laser or something done and I get swollen, it makes me feel fat. So to me, I'm like, I tell all my patients now, downtime is you're going to have a couple of days of swelling, you know? So to me, that's downtime. So I think everybody's in that category too, because I hate that feeling, especially if you're living with your boyfriend or you're married and you're like, God, I don't want them to see me. I look so, and it's just, you know, swollen. I hate looking swollen.
As opposed to having when my boyfriend's out of town.
Exactly. So that's how we do the treatment plan. So when I hear, you know, I know that you're, you know, you have a boyfriend, I kind of ask those questions, because I'm like, okay, if he's out of town and we're ready for this in our next phase and your skin's ready for it, then we're going to do this when he's out of town. So
I was like, babe, why do you do that to yourself? You don't need any of that stuff. And I'm like, I wouldn't look like this if I didn't do this stuff. And you think I'm beautiful. So hello.
I'm already getting this. If you only knew me before I got any of this, you would have never married.
Yeah. Boys are so funny about it, but it's also funny to exchange stories with all my friends, because mm-hmm. like we're always sneaky texting you like, hey, he's going to be out of town this time.
Yeah. 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 And I get it. I'm that girl too. So I get it when I get those texts, and I would want someone to do that for me too. Yeah. It's so true.
It's so true.
But
Go ahead.
But definitely, you know, once you start, like, you know, say it's a hydrofacial and then you start adding in a couple of things like with that hydrofacial time, that's when you get into the combination therapy, phase. And that's when a lot of results really happen because you're doing things that keep you looking the same. You're just keeping your pores tight. You're stimulating collagen. We're kind of like, you're trusting your provider, you're trusting the system, you're trusting the treatment. You've had the experience. And then we can be like, okay, so, you know, we really, you know, lower face jowling, laxity in the chin, kind of can zone on that because we're already friends at this point. And, you know, you can trust me. Oh, I know what you're doing. And
I'm like finding myself looking deeper on the Zoom to try to see. I'm like, how's my chin looking?
We're going to talk about that. No, I'm just kidding. Yeah. But I mean, and also too, I mean, my patients that are in your 20s and 30s, I mean, realistically, once you target their main concerns, I really only need to see them like twice a year, like for a tune-up. And then, you know, maybe your 40s to 50s, you know, three times a year. And then 50s on up, it could be up to 5 or 6 times a year that I'm seeing them for their tune-up. And so it's like every decade has like a little bit more of a treatment plan. The best is when you start when you're younger and it's prevention, you're doing teeny tiny little things. So in the realm of things, as you get older, you're always just looking like you, and it's a cumulative result. And a lot of times patients look back and they're like, dang, I thought I was on fire in my senior portraits, but I'm 30 years old now. I look better now than I did back then. And so it's just, it's just getting established with good habits and small little tweaks. So in the long run, it's not like this, you know, overhaul, because treating someone that's, you know, over 50 and you got skin laxity, and then it's just the anatomy and then just how your skin ages and bones move. You can't do a lot of things because then you'll look like you had more done. You actually can do a little bit more when you're younger. The way I see it, because you can hold a little bit more, but you also don't want to, you know, just morph someone, because as they get older, it's going to look really terrible. So that's where I think back to our conversation earlier with, it's okay to say no, like, don't, you know, the patients can, they get excited and they kind of get a little aggressive and they're like, gosh, I really want to please them. Cause I'm a people pleaser. So I really want to make them happy. But really, if you look at the big picture, if you clear up their skin a little bit, it's going to make their lips look better. They really don't need the lips. So you kind of have to, you know, it's an all over education approach.
And I think a lot of people, especially once you start doing something, it's such a slippery slope.
Because it is.
It's like you start noticing every little thing, and you can get, it's almost like a version of body dysmorphia where you're like not seeing your face the same way everyone else is. And so I do think it's a very fine line between getting just enough to feel like your best self versus just completely going haywire and having way too much done.
And to all the new nurses out there that want to go into cosmetic nursing, I really encourage you to take some psych courses along with that too. Because it is. I mean, you have to be able to be, you know, to recognize a body dysmorphia in the patients, and then also not to turn them into a monster, like to keep feeding it. I've been doing more research on this, and it's so interesting. It's so interesting. But of course, you know, I feel like we all have a little bit of that in us. Sure. And that's where the slippery slope comes in.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think it's like a hit, you know, it's like what you said, when you see the results, you start to feel better and you're like, oh, amazing. Yeah. But then you're like, oh wait, but what's next? And you just have to really kind of rein yourself in and go, wait, if I'm happy right now, maybe I should just stick with this and not really like lose yourself to it.
Very, very true. Very true. But it's a hard place to be, because those confidence, feelings are so not, they're fun, you know, you know? So, yeah. But even like plastic surgeons, I mean, they get this more than I would. And so that's something that's like a, you know,
imagine that.
I know. Yes. So when you have a beauty team, I think that's where you have, cause there might be someone where you can talk to more about, you know, other issues or, you know, body and then face and whatever and your treatments, but then maybe I'm kind of maxed out on what I can help you with and they're just not listening to me. So I might, you know, that's why I love working with, you know, my plastic surgeon. And then I have a, you know, best friend esthetician I work with because we're all a beauty team there. So if I'm not vibing with you and you're not listening and you're not hearing, there's nothing really else I can do because you look so good. Let's look at your before pictures. Look now, look at the difference and just the quality of the skin. And like, you just, you're more pep in yourself. You can just see it in your eyes. Then I'll, you know, have them talk to, you know, Dr. Hightap and say, you know, and then it's a different conversation because a lot of times they'll just listen to others differently than what they listen to you. So I think that's the big importance of, you know, saying no, and then also making referrals onto someone else and then having a beauty team because it's okay.
Yeah. Well, you guys can find, Carrie and I did a podcast a couple months ago with my skincare routine and what we do. And although I still highly recommend people to go talk to their provider or to, are you still doing virtuals? I know you're doing a lot during COVID.
So they became very popular. And I, through the process of doing the virtual skincare at home regimens with ZO, I love doing it, but I put a stop on it for just a minute because I'm revamping it and tweaking it to make it even more, it's easier and I can also, you know, help more people. So it's been a process, but it's so fun. Unfortunately with ZO Skincare and on the website, they don't send an expert trainer in the box. They don't give you a lot of information when you're buying your products. And so it's, that's where I actually love doing it. And I love organizing the skincare and then taking them to do different phases in their skin because the results are so consistent. Right. So it's coming back. I'm just tweaking a few things, but I'm always here for any questions on Instagram. I'm at the Nashville Beauty Girl, and then patients that have my cell phone number, a lot of times I'll check in if I'm seeing them in Nashville or even in Tampa and say, hey, you're a new patient to me. Let's do a little virtual FaceTime so I can really see your main concerns so that when we're in the treatment room, we go. Like we have a plan. But yes, so they are coming back.
Okay. So she does the consults and she'll check out your skin and tell you which products you do need, which products you might not need that you're using, and walk you through the process of that. So that's just to keep up with when you do bring that back, is the best thing for people to do to follow you at the Nashville Beauty Girl on Instagram.
Yeah. Instagram is where I do most everything. Okay. Yeah. Instagram. And then, it'll direct you to a webpage where you can book properly for a virtual consult or Nashville or Tampa.
Okay, great. And then also you guys, I get a lot of questions still from people about Retin-A and if I use it. And that was one that a podcast you and I did a couple years ago. So you can find Carrie again on the Velvet's Edge podcast talking about Retin-A. I think we did another one talking about lasers. We've done a couple and just also about Botox, because I think a lot of people are really scared. And I've talked openly about getting Botox before and I don't feel like I have a frozen face. So
yes.
I think it's all about, again, finding the right provider, but reach out to Carrie with any of your questions. It's at the Nashville Beauty Girl on Instagram. And is there anywhere else people can find you?
Not right now.
Where in Nashville are you? Do you
off of Twitter or something? I just never know. I'm pretty safe in my Instagram world right now. So,
and you're at Dr. Hightap's office in Nashville.
Yeah. Dr. Hightap's office in Nashville, and then in Tampa, I'm at Dr. Diaco's office. And so, yeah, a little bit everywhere.
A little bit everywhere. Well, thank you for being our little beauty guru. We needed some, I know it's such a big thing for me, again, to just have everyone feeling their best, especially when we're at home like this. I'm looking at myself right now on this Zoom and I'm like, I got to go do something with this shit so I don't feel so blah. Like, it really does give you energy when you feel good and you look good. So it can be an all-encompassing thing for us.
Yes. And then luckily with in-office treatments, even going to get your hair done, getting your nails done, you don't feel like doing it because you've been at home. You're like, damn, I don't want to wait. I don't want to go. But then you get back and you're like, oh my gosh, I'm a brand new girl. I'm going to call my ex-boyfriend. I'm going to do a picture of myself. It's a rabbit hole.
Oh, I love it. Well, Carrie, thank you so much for being here. And thank you guys for listening.